more baptism. So Louisa is going to start us off, so come on up.
And Louisa is going to do it in Spanish and it will be translated. Sorry.
Try to be near the microphone as much as possible. So Louisa, you could go here and yeah.
Hermanos y hermanas,
yo
estoy disfrutando de este día que el Señor Jesucristo me regala, siguiendo a través del bautizo.
I'm enjoying this day that the Lord Jesus Christ is giving me, following him according to baptism.
Al leer la Biblia estoy aprendiendo paso a paso que obedeciendo la palabra del Señor Jesucristo.
As I read the Bible, I'm learning step by step that obeying the words of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Con fe.
By faith.
Hoy he llegado al puente entre donde estoy ahora y el lugar donde Dios me está llevando en el agua del bautismo.
Today I've come to the bridge between where I am right now and where God is taking me by the waters of baptism.
Ahora yo estoy totalmente enamorado con el Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.
Now I am totally in love with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Después que yo estoy enamorado del Señor, todos mis miedos han terminado.
Since I've been in love with the Lord, all my fears are gone.
Al leer la Santa Biblia, entiendo más las verdades de la salvación en el Señor Jesucristo.
As I read the Holy Bible, I understand more the truths of salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ.
El coro del Evangelio a través de la lectura.
The core of the gospel through the reading.
Y lo que significa el bautizo.
And what baptism means.
Significa el bautizo. Galatas capítulo 5, versículo 26 dice.
Galatians 5:26 says.
Pero el fruto del Espíritu es amor, alegría, paz, paciencia, amabilidad, verdad, felicidad, humildad, dominio propio.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
No hay ley que condene esas cosas.
Against such there is no law.
Si vivimos por el Espíritu, andemos también por el Espíritu.
If we live by the Spirit, let us walk according to the Spirit.
No dejemos que la vanidad nos lleve a irritarnos y a envidiarnos unos a los otros.
Let us not allow vanity or pride to provoke and envy one another.
So nada de eso yo lo sabía hasta que lo leí en la Biblia.
I didn't know any of this until I read it in the Bible.
Al leer la Biblia he aprendido a ver la gloria del Padre.
As I've read the Bible, I've learned to see the glory of the Father.
Para caminar en nueva vida.
To walk in new life.
Ahora mi único propósito es agradar a Dios con fe.
Now my only,
sobre todas las cosas.
Now my only purpose is to please God through faith over all things.
Hacer su voluntad y solamente con mucha fe a su soberano control.
To do his will and to submit with much faith to his sovereign control.
Siguiendo los pasos de la cristianidad.
Following the steps of Christianity.
Mi corazón se abre de gloria de Dios en Jesucristo. Para ser firme.
My heart is open to the glory of God and Jesus Christ to be firm.
To be preserved my para preservar mi fe,
to persevere in faith,
y la, a la doctrina cristiana,
Christian doctrine,
la oración,
in prayer,
la comunión con los hermanos y hermanas,
in fellowship with the brothers and sisters,
y el repartimiento del pan,
and in the breaking of bread.
Amen.
5.5 years ago, Luisa was standing right back there witnessing the baptism of her daughter, Dolly Bell. And today also, in addition to Luisa, Damali, Dolly Bell's sister.
Hi, everyone, brothers and sisters. I'm here this afternoon to talk about God's work in my life. I've experienced illnesses for a number of years, on and off, from depression and thyroid issues. I've always used music and song to empower me through those issues. In my last thyroid episode, my doctor told me that my thyroid hormone levels were still abnormal and I would need to take radioactive iodine for treatment. Radioactive iodine is a very serious treatment that has lifelong effects, and typically when my doctor prescribes me with medicine, I comply, take the medication for my illness until I'm healthy again. This time, God turned my heart and made me refuse to believe that I truly needed treatment in spite of what science was showing my doctor. Something shook in me, not out of fear, but out of conviction. It's easy sometimes to think that I was shaking out of fear because it was a serious situation, one that could be considered scary even. But I knew at that time that something was guiding me instead, and I decided to follow it. God delivers time, and through his wisdom, I thought to ask for more time before beginning treatment. I also asked my doctor to re-examine my blood work. I went home and decided to keep meditating in prayer and sing songs that resonated with me about being empowered and reflected the relationship I wanted to have with God. In Psalm 101, verse 1 through 3, it read, "I will sing of steadfast love and justice. To you, O Lord, I will make music. I will ponder the way that is blameless. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless." I felt calmed when Christ came to heal me and rejoiced in a song called Boss by Diana Ross. It goes, "But love taught me who was the boss." So basically, I lightened up my workload for the next couple days to focus on my relationship with God. Thanks to God, guess what? My results came back negative. My doctor told me I was the healthiest patient she had all day. When I left the doctor's office, I was so overjoyed. It wasn't just a botched test result. God healed me, and I knew that was God's work. I had experienced thyroid issues more than once and experienced an overactive thyroid for months. And so to see that God's plan for me was to be healthy and in good physical health was such a blessing and such great news. My doctor removed my dietary restrictions and let me know that I can go back on an exercise regimen to gather my strength. And so I did, little by little. I was guided by faith, and in faith I won against illness. I came to know Jesus Christ was the boss, the authority of my life. His love taught me that he was the boss. I'd wonder for years about who and what guides my life, and I didn't know who or what it looked like in my heart, in my strength, in my soul, and in my mind. And his love for me has encompassed all those things. The months leading up to now have shown me that in spite of my errors and in my trials, the only thing I can harness is my faith in Jesus Christ as the one who died for me so that I can be born again. I reflect on this as I go through Matthew chapter 16, verse 25. "For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it."
And Jorge Garcia and Hinton, Brother Hinton's going to translate.
Buenos días, hermanos y hermanas. Es una bendición estar delante de ustedes para compartir de mi vida pasada, cómo vine a Dios y cómo es mi vida ahora que lo tengo.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. It's a blessing to be in front of you to share from my past life, how I came to God, and how is my life now that I have Christ.
Mi nombre es Jorge García, tengo 41 años, muchos no me conocían. Nací en Honduras y tengo 4 hijos. Mi niñez fue normal, crecí sin el amor de un padre. Mi madre fue un padre y madre, pues, carecía de ese amor paternal. Tengo 3 mi hermano, tengo mi hermana ahora conmigo, y mi mamá trabajó muy duro, nos crió en amor, unidad y respeto. Mi madre, con principios católicos, decidió que yo estudiara en una escuela y colegio cristiano de la Iglesia Asamblea de Dios. Desde pequeño Dios estaba obrando en mi vida. Él tocó el corazón de mi madre para que yo conocer su camino y eso fue de gran bendición. Actualmente como adulto me doy cuenta que fue de gran bendición en mi vida.
Yeah, my name is Jorge García. I'm 41 years old. I was born in Honduras and I have 4 children. My childhood was normal. I grew up without the love of a father. My mother was a father and a mother because I lacked the father figure love. I have 3 brothers and sisters, and my mom worked very hard. She brought us up in love, unity, and respect. My mother was with a Catholic background, decided that I should study at a Christian school that belonged to the Assembly of God Church. Since I was a little, God was working in my life. He touched my mother's heart to know His way, and that was a great blessing. Actually, as an adult, I realized that it was a great blessing in my life.
Me enseñaron del temor de Dios. Yo tenía el temor de Dios en mi corazón, pero no una entrega genuina a Él. En mi vida pasada no fumaba, ni bebía alcohol, ni drogas, pero existía la mentira, fornicación y muchos pecados que no honraban a Dios. Como dice su palabra, sus misericordias son nuevas cada mañana. Yo asistía a la iglesia y fui hasta un líder dentro de la iglesia, pero no había una conversión real en mi vida. Podemos leer en Apocalipsis capítulo 3, versículo 16, dice, pero por cuanto eres tibio y no frío ni caliente, te vomitaré de mi boca. Y en Santiago capítulo 4, versículo 4 dice, oh almas adúlteras, ¿no sabéis que la amistad del mundo es enemistad contra Dios? Cualquiera pues que quiera ser amigo del mundo se constituye enemigo de Dios. Producto de mis pecados y desobediencia a Dios, mi vida estaba vacía, y ese vacío nadie lo llenaba. Hace un año terminé una relación con mi expareja muy tóxica, y esto en conjunto a mis malos actos provocó mucha tristeza, angustia. Vivía totalmente infeliz, y sabía que el único que podía llenar ese vacío era Dios, por medio de Jesucristo. Lo sabía, pero no lo buscaba, pero Él puso su mirada en traerme a sus pies. Cristo me amó primero.
At least in that Christian school, they called me the fear of God. I had the fear of God, but not a genuine surrender to Him. My past life, I did not smoke, I did not drink alcohol, I did not use drugs, but I was a liar, a fornicator, and commit many sins that did not honor God. As His word say, His mercy are new every morning. I attended church, and I even was a leader in that church. But there was no real conversion in my life. We can read Revelation chapter 3, verse 16, and say, but as you are lukewarm and not cold or hot, I will speak you out of my mouth. Then it's James chapter 4, verse 4, it says, O adulterous souls, you do not know that friendship with the world is empty with God. Anyone who wants to be friend of the world becomes the enemy of God. Product of my sin and disobedience to God, my life was empty. And that emptiness no one feels. A year ago, I end a relationship with a very toxic couple. And this, together with my bad acts, caused a lot of sadness, anguish. And I was living totally unhappy. And I knew that the only one who could fill that emptiness was God through the perfect word of Jesus Christ. I knew it, but I did not look for it. But He put His eye on me at His feet. Christ loved me first.
Aproximadamente durante ese tiempo, Dios me dio la bendición de conocer a Jacqueline. Su hermana Bridget me invitó a esta iglesia. Desde el primer domingo, Dios ha cambiado mi vida y ahora lo busco en espíritu y verdad, esforzándome cada día en cumplir su propósito y dejándome guiar por él. Ahora ya no vivo yo, mas él vive en mí. Mi vida ahora está llena de felicidad. Él muestra su amor cada día y cumple sus promesas en mí, como dice en Proverbios 8:34-35. Bienaventurado el hombre que me escucha, velando a mis puertas cada día, guardando a los postes de mis puertas, porque el que me halle, hallará la vida y alcanzará el favor de Jehová. También podemos leer en Ezequiel capítulo 36, versículo 26, os daré un corazón nuevo y pondré espíritu nuevo dentro de vosotros, y quitaré de vuestra carne el corazón de piedra y os daré corazón de carne. Agradezco a la iglesia por aceptarme y por discipularme. Dios les bendiga.
Personally, during that time I met Jacqueline, her sister Bridget invited me to the church. Since the first Sunday, God has changed my life, and now I look for Him in spirit and through, striving every day to fulfill His purpose and letting myself be guided by Him. Now I no longer live, but He lives in me. My life now is full of happiness. He shows His love every day and keeps His promise in me. As He said in Proverbs 8, verse 34 and 35, blessed is the man who listens to me, watching at my gates every day, waiting at the post of my gates, because whoever finds me will find life and will receive the favor of the Lord. We could also read in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. I thank the church for accepting me and for discipleship me. God bless you all.
Amen. And now we will hear from Jacqueline Ortiz.
Hi, good morning. Okay, sorry. I have no problem being loud.
Okay, great.
So I was raised Catholic from my dad's side, and I was Jehovah's Witness from my mom's side. But I never truly felt that I was one way or the other. I didn't feel truly loved, and truth be told, I never truly loved myself because of things I experienced growing up. As a teenager, I became rebellious and continued on the highs and lows of my rebellion and my sin until the day I found out I was pregnant with my daughter. I was determined to make a new life for Michaela because she was my munchkin and deserved the best I had to offer. I didn't know it at the time, but she was a reflection of the perfect love that God had for me. I started studying with a Jehovah's Witness, and after a few months of giving birth, I was baptized. Although I loved the congregation, I wasn't happy. And the more unhappy I was, the more I studied, the louder I sang at the Kingdom Hall, the more time I spent in service, but it never helped. I tried to learn to love the things that were good for me, but my mood darkened more and I never found peace. Until the day I decided if God wasn't going to love me and hear my prayers, then I was going to live how I wanted to live. Needless to say, the ride got a little rough. I went from self-loathing to drinking to once again another abusive relationship. One day I said, no more, and I dropped to my knees begging the Lord to please show me the way. A few months later, my sister invited me to a woman's group that was going to begin reading a book, Walking with God in the Season of Motherhood. I jumped at the chance, and little did I know Jesus would use this book to show me just how much He loved me. He promises in Psalm 32:8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. I started to see the grace extended to me even when I was adamant not to follow him. He sheltered me, held me close, and while I cried out wondering why he would not love me, he was keeping me safe. for through my rebellion, I could have suffered terrible things that he saved me from. Jesus started to chip away at my heart. A popular Christian song says, "Are you hurting and broken within, overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. It is only by his grace that I stand here before you today, whole, happy, and peaceful." James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." It is only because God loved me first that I have learned to love what is good. Matthew 22:37 says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Love leads to good works, not the other way around. And by God's grace, my heart, and as a result, my life has been fully changed.
Tithe in order. Item number 465. Call the family and friends forward. Make your way up here so that you can get a nice view. You come up. You know, feel free. If you're family, friends, come on up. We want you to see this. Okay, Louisa, do you profess repentance toward God and faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection?
I do.
Do you recognize that there is no work, including this work of baptism, that qualifies you for salvation, that it is by God's grace alone that you are saved?
Yes, I do.
Will you, by God's grace, trust Jesus Christ and follow him all of your days as part of his church?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's pray for our sister. Our gracious Father in heaven, we give you all the praise and glory, O God, in the work that you have done in our sister's life. We thank you, Father, as she confessed that today is a day that you have bridged that gap when she has turned her life from living for self and living for this world to want to follow you all her days. Thank you, Father, for your mercy and grace that you have transformed her, Lord, and opened her eyes and led her to Christ and her desire and her testimony that she loves you and she wants to serve you. She wants to obey you, that she has found peace in Christ. She has found joy in Christ. Thank you, Father. This is all the work of your Spirit in her life. We rejoice with our sister. We give you all the praise. And Father, as she desires to walk with all of her heart to serve and love the Lord Jesus Christ and to be part of this fellowship, we pray that by your grace you would help her, Lord, to walk day by day, trusting in faith, relying upon Jesus, looking to Christ, Lord, to sustain her through whatever circumstance she may face with, Lord, that she may know your grace to be sufficient in her need. So we pray, Father, that you would be her help and strength, that we as your people would come along and bless our sister, and she would be a blessing to us, Lord, that we would help one another on our way to heaven. Be pleased, Father, to bless this day for our sister, that it would be a memorable day when she has confessed her faith to following Jesus and not looking back. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Just step forward. Okay. Based upon your profession, in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I baptize you in Christ's name. Amen.
Okay, Damali, do you profess repentance toward God and faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection?
Yes.
Do you recognize that there is no work, including this work of baptism, that qualifies you for salvation, that it is by God's grace alone that you are saved?
Yes.
Will you, by God's grace, trust Jesus Christ and follow him all of your days as part of his church?
Absolutely.
Amen.
Let's pray for Damali. Father, we thank you for bringing our sister to this day. Lord, we realize as she gave her testimony that the road to this day was was winding. But you shed a light upon that road. You put her feet upon the narrow path and now upon the solid rock of Christ. And though we recognize that the road may not get more straight from here, you will be with her every step of the way. So we pray, Lord, that today would be a day where she could indeed look back and remember that she publicly declared that she belongs to you. And that same healing power that she experienced in her body, that you would continue to heal her, Lord, spiritually. That as she faces adversity, even her own adversity of sin in her life, as we all do, that you would continue to help her to be sanctified by the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God, and by the communion of your people. Amen. Father, we pray for her, for Jamali, that she would be a witness and a testimony everywhere she goes. It wouldn't just be this day, but at home, in the workplace, with her neighbors, that she would bear the witness of Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank you for her, Lord. And we look forward to serving together in this church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And Damali, upon your profession of faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior, we baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Bueno, Jorgito, confiesas arrepentimiento hacia Dios y fe en la persona y obra de Jesucristo por medio de su muerte y resurrección. Reconoces que no es por obra, incluyendo este bautismo, un requisito para salvación, sino únicamente por la gracia de Dios. Usted, por la gracia de Dios, confía en Jesucristo y lo seguirá todos los días como parte de su iglesia.
Amen. Well, let's pray for our brother Jorge. Our glorious Heavenly Father, we give you praise and thanks, O God, for your marvelous work of salvation in tracking down sinners, O God. We thank you, Father, that Jorge testified that he lived a life of sin and debauchery and fornication and lying. And in your mercy, O God, you sought this sinner. And that you brought him to yourself, Lord, and you showed him his sin. And he came to the place, Lord, of confessing his sin. He realized how empty his life was. And he found that Jesus is the only answer. And that he alone can pardon sin. He alone can fill his life, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you delivered him. That you did not leave him in his sin and corruption. And thank you for bringing him into this church, Father. That he has persevered and continued to grow. Thank you for Brother Hinton and his Lord being such a wonderful witness in his life and teaching him the Word of God and discipling him. Thank you, Holy Father. May you continue, Lord, to grow Jorge by your grace, that he might grow in grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. That he would continue to be the man, Lord, that you have called him to be. That he would be a godly leader. That he would be a godly witness for you, Lord. And that he would continue, Lord, to be a blessing to this congregation and we to him. So bless him in his walk, Lord, that you would continue to renew him, to sanctify him, deliver him from that old self, that he would remember through this day that he would die to sin, die to self, and he is alive unto Christ Jesus. No longer to go back to that lifestyle, Lord, by your grace, and that you would continue to lead and guide him in his life. We pray this for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Jorge, upon your testimony of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Jackie, do you profess repentance toward God and faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection?
Yes.
Do you recognize that there is no work, including this work of baptism, that qualifies you for salvation, that it is by God's grace alone that you are saved?
Yes.
And will you, by God's grace, trust Jesus Christ and follow him all the days, all of your days, as part of his church?
Yes.
Let's pray for our sister. Father, we lift up Jackie to you. We thank you so much for her and for her testimony. We thank you for bringing her to our church. We thank you for the influence of friends and family in her life and all of these incidental things that really were ordained by your sovereignty to bring her into a saving relationship with Christ. Thank you, Lord, that you deliver her from the snare of her lifestyle as well as from false teaching and have brought her to know the truth of God in Jesus Christ. And we pray that she would remain faithful to you all the days of her life. That this would only be one of many steps of obedience as you continue to grow her by your Spirit in the image and likeness of our Savior, Jesus Christ. May she be able to use all her gifts for the furtherment of your kingdom and for the good of your people. And we pray all these things in the name above all names, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jackie, based upon your profession of faith in Christ as your Savior, we baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You may be seated.
And we'll hear from the youngest of our group, our new sister in Christ, Bupe.
Morning, Church. As some of you may know, my name is Bupe Sefelino, and I have attended Bread of Life Church for almost 2 years now. I am currently in 12th grade at Trinity Christian School. First off, I was really blessed to grow up in a Christian home and admire one mentor living under my roof who showed a very good example of how a true Christian should live, and that was my mom. At a young age, my mom always took us to church with her and shared the word of God every night before we went to bed. At that time, I placed my faith in Christ as my Savior out of fear because I was told he saved me from going to hell. However, I did not fully understand what his sacrifice on the cross meant in my life. I was responding to God as a judge out of fear rather than to a loving sacrificial death for me. But as I grew a bit older, I began to understand that my eyes were closed and the only thing I could see was the world around me. I was spiritually blind. In the winter of 2016, just when I came into the U.S., my dad started taking me out to the abortion clinic to hand out tracts to the people that went inside the clinic and the people that walked by. I did this every other weekend, and this experience really helped me get closer to God, because I realized that the world had nothing to offer apart from destruction. And during that time, I really learned a lot about myself. And during the same time, I decided to commit my life to Christ and let him rule over me. And trust me, that was the best decision I ever made. My biggest transformation ever since has really been learning to trust and be challenged with my faith and obedience through temptations and trials that I have had no control over. Knowing God is beside me, allowing the suffering to bring me closer to him. Ever since I asked Jesus to take control of my life, my eyes have been opened and I recognize his presence everywhere and every day. God gives me the power to turn away from my sin. I am not perfect, but I am now a radically different person. I don't trust in my own efforts anymore because I know that God will take care of me. I just trust in Jesus and tell others about him because of all the joy he's given me. Amen.
Amen.
One of the things we speak of when we talk to the baptismal candidates is that when they make the decision to be baptized, that the enemy fights against that. Mm-hmm. And in a few cases, there were these things that happened to each of them. And our sister Winnie took a fall on Thursday, but she's here. And praise God for all of you who've persevered to obey Christ on this day. So from the youngest, we'll hear now from the eldest of our people, our sister Winnie, and Cynthia's going to help her.
Hello, my brothers and sisters. I've been coming for 3 years, and I am so happy to be here with you. I feel closer and closer every Sunday. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little closer to you.
All right. I was born in New York City in 1934. So I'm actually 84, but I don't mind being 86.
Sorry about that.
But I feel 20, so that's okay. I was sent to parochial school, and I attended as a student that had to behave, and I never did. I lived with my sins. I am a sinner. I didn't know what to do with the sins. Confessing them didn't work. And I just hung over me forever. All right. So I went on to high school. And I switched to the Ramsey High School. That's where I grew up. And I found people of other denominations, people that were beautiful, people that reached out. And then I hear God. I hear about Jesus, which I did as a student through school. But this is a human being that came down from heaven for me. Mm. I didn't really grasp it, but I was that began to appeal to me. I went on to nursing school and saw many, many miracles and turned what I was watching to a whole different thing, that this is plan. I don't understand the plan. I don't know why people come and go. There's heartbreaking things, and there's also absolutely beautiful things. But the nature of man just demonstrates the love of God, and which absolutely blows my mind. Then I went on, married, three sons. My youngest was very ill, and I then became very aggressive, I must. And all the churches I attended meant nothing to me. I got nothing. Got confused. However, my friend Ed Larson, he said, come to my church. The first time I did was Pastor Damien gave a lecture on Simon's instructions to his children. And there were several. And all of them went to the definition of a fool. And all the people, in terms of my sons getting help, were not doing what, in other words, they were fools. They kept doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same results, nothing. And then one day, I said, Jesus, help me. I can't get anywhere. And suddenly I realized, I'm the fool. I am convinced that I can make these things work. And boy, it was beautiful not to have to worry about it anymore. I mean, things were good and things were bad. But I was with God. I was with Jesus. I begged for begged him for any little thing, and I got them. That came about. And I know it was because it was asked and because I was doing what I was created for. So I love you guys, and I love how you're all reaching out for me. You could tell me your name first once when I meet you, even though we met 20,000 times, because I don't want to embarrass me, okay? All right.
Amen.
How about that?
Amen. Thank you. And lastly, Jason.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jason, and I wanted everyone here to know how thankful I am to God for choosing me to live in a new life with Jesus. It's about, I'd say about 6 years ago, there was a time where I didn't believe in anything, but there was an incident that changed that. And my eyes were opened through the Holy Spirit, and finding this church has been a blessing to me to be able to be born again and to live in Jesus. That would be, I could say more, I'd like to say more, but I could turn it into a long story. And I'd rather just be on with it and be, I've waited a long time to be baptized. So I'd like to be getting into that right now. Thank you.
I wanted Joy to be especially close to witness this, to hold her to account.
Right.
Well, she will. Well, where's your mom?
Where's
Okay. Bupe, it's a blessing. You profess repentance toward God, faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. Do you recognize that there is no work, including this work of baptism, that qualifies you for salvation, that it is by God's grace alone that you are saved.
Yes, I am.
And will you, by God's grace, trust Jesus Christ and follow him all of your days as part of his church?
Let's pray. Father, we lift up Bupe to you. We praise you for her testimony. Lord, as a teenager, she faces temptations that are unique to her age in this society, and we pray you protect her from them. We thank you for saving her. We thank you for placing her in a godly home. We thank you for the Parker family. Thank you for Robert and Tabitha and what this means to them. And I pray that as they see her get baptized, they would be so encouraged to continue in discipleship and evangelism, not only outside the church, but even within their own house. And I pray that you would save their other children. Father, we pray for Bupe that she would stand strong in the midst of a culture that is against you and increasingly against you, that she would be a light in a dark place. Please guide her, bless her, encourage her, edify her, and conform her to the image of your Son. And we look forward to how you will use her gifts in the ministry of the body of Christ. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And Sister Bupe, upon your profession of faith in Christ as your Savior, we baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hallelujah. Winnie, sister, do you profess repentance toward God and faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection?
Yes, I do.
Do you recognize that there is no work, including this work of baptism, that qualifies you for salvation, that it is by God's grace alone that you are saved?
I understand this, yes.
And will you, by God's grace, trust Jesus Christ and follow him all of your days as part of his church?
Yes, I will.
Amen. Let's pray for our sister Winnie. Our gracious Father, this just shows us that you are no respecter of persons.
Amen.
Lord, there is no one that's too old to be saved or too young to be saved.
Hallelujah.
Your grace, Lord, is sufficient. The blood of Christ is sufficient to take someone, Lord, grown up in a religion empty, void of true faith in Jesus Christ, and to bring them to the knowledge of Christ, to the place, Lord, where they find a place, the forgiveness of their sins, repentance towards God, faith in Christ, eternal life. Thank you, Father. And Lord, as Winnie testified, that she has come to find what faith really is, what Christ has done for her on the cross in being here. And in your mercy, Lord, though being legally blind, Lord, physically can't see, you opened her eyes, her spiritual eyes, to see that she is a sinner and Christ is the only Savior. We rejoice with our sister and pray, Lord, that whatever years you've given her on life, yet that she might glorify you, that she might grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ, that you would bless her life with us, Lord, that we would do her good and she would do us good. Continue to bless, Lord, our brother Ed and sister Lucy and Cynthia and their ministry to Winnie, and that she would continue to grow, Lord, and testify what the Lord has done for her.
Hallelujah.
We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
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 Winnie, upon your confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Two guys.
We're good. Yep.
Amen.
Just want to say something. Jason, his daughter who's visited here, his wife who was here last week, they providentially are away, can't be here today. They would have wanted to be here, but can't be here. And the Lord put on Jason's heart to do this in obedience to Christ, that this is what he has commanded, and has put it on his heart to do this. It is a blessing to have, in a sense, even though he's not that much older than you. I don't know. your spiritual father, one who led you to Christ, Randy, up here. And it's a blessing that says to each and every one of us that this is a neighbor here, okay? This is, you live across the street,
yes,
is that right? So think about it, if you could reach out to the person across the street from you, in a couple of years, you could be up here celebrating their baptism.
Amen.
Jason, do you profess repentance toward God and faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection?
I do.
Do you recognize that there is no work, including this work of baptism, that qualifies you for salvation, that is by God's grace alone that you're saved?
Yes, I do.
And will you, by God's grace, trust Jesus Christ and follow him all of your days as part of his church?
Yes, I will always.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's pray for Jason. Father, we are so grateful that you have drawn Jason to yourself. Thank you for the means by which you have drawn him, including his next-door neighbor.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, we pray that even after this baptism, there would be a continual communion with you and with each other, and that he would grow in the faith and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for all the sanctification, the fruit, and the knowledge that he's already displaying. And we pray that it would continue. And when he hits the trials, if he hasn't already, that he would trust in you through the dark times and during the bright times. We pray that you would save his family, and that you would grant the desires of his heart, that he might be able to disciple his family as well, and that they would be collectively a testimony in their neighborhood, in their school, in their workplace. Thank you, Lord, for Jason and what he means to us, and we pray that we would get to know him better as a church, and that he would contribute to our church his gifts, his talents, and that we also would be a blessing to him. And we ask you all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jason, upon your profession of faith in Christ as your Savior, we baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.